my name's Shanna. I'm in ninth grade and I go to Perry High School.
Hi, my name's Tawani.
My name is David. I'm in the 12th grade and I go to Perry High School.
Hi, my name is Josh and I'm in 10th grade and I go to Perry High School.
This is a rectangular table discussion.
So the first topic we are talking about is Perryport. Basically, Perryport is an acronym for prepared, on time, respectful, and try hard. And if you do all those things and exceed one of them, you'll get a ticket and you get to go to a room where there's video games, ping pong board games, a basketball machine and stuff. And it's pretty fun.
I've never personally been to Perryport, but we started learning about it on the first day of school, I think.
So it wasn't here last year, but they were working on it in the summer.
I've been in Perryport Lounge only once. One of my friends gave me a wristband. You eat popcorn and stuff, you play games and you make them paper flowers. It's fun.
Can you explain more about how you get in there if your friend gives you a pass, please?
That person is called down to the office. They give you two wristbands, one for you and one for your friend. So I got one.
Basically, if you get a ticket, they write your name on it. They write the teacher that gave you it, and they check off one of the boxes that you exceeded in. And they'll put it in a box. If you have lunch one, they'll put it in the first lunch box. And then if they do a draw of 7 tickets, and they call each person's name, and if you get called, you get to take one wristband. So you get a wristband, and you get to have some fun, play basketball, play video games, 2K16, and it's worth it. It's free.
The reason why we call it port is because, every letter has a different meaning. So, the first P of port would be for being prepared. You have to be prepared. The O would stand for on time. You have to be on time to all your classes. The R will stand for respectful, being respectful all to all your teachers. And last, the T, try hard in all your classes.
Port is a docking bay for ships, and our mascot is Commodores. And it kind of goes with that because that's a Navy rank, and Navy involves ships. And, ships go to ports to get resources and then take them back out, and they get more resources where the resources are, and they transport those to there, and they get more and come back.
The question was, do I think that students are more well-behaved because of port? I don't think so, because there's still those students who really don't care about anything for real. They just do what they want. Some of them think that port is stupid, which it's not. I have 6 tickets. I just forget to turn them in at lunch, so I haven't gone yet.
It helps me because when I'm there, it helps me focus better in class.
To be honest, I don't think Perryport is helping. A lot of kids just think it's just a joke, and then the stuff that you could do in Perryport, they think it's stuff that you could do at home, play video games and stuff. So a lot of kids just don't really worry about it. Well, I've never been to Perryport, but I think it's a good way to help. It helps the school get under control.